Gently close your eyes. Come on into the center. Take a breath and just ride that into your body, soft and slow. And again. And allow that place of holding in you just to soften. There's always some place that could soften just a little more. And if your breath takes you there, that's great. Or if your consciousness takes you there. And as you breathe, let your awareness slow down, but also become more present to the energy that the entourage brings. Because wherever we are, that is there also. Just as the messages that come from Cryon, from Adiranda, the energy is always present. When we stop, when we breathe into it, and when we allow it. So let's try that on right now. Take a breath. Relax your awareness. Invite and allow.
Yes. Oh, we love technology, huh? All those buttons to push and all that energy to push. It just goes into play with the frequency of each of you. And as you go into the frequency of each of you, know that that frequency is shifting into your cells and shifting into your consciousness. So if we're not being heard, someone will tell us. Otherwise, we'll just keep waving our hands, because with every wave of our fingers, there's activation that is happening within you. You see, in these new times, what is happening is there's new vibrational frequencies that are coming in to the neural pathways of your brain. Yes, we know. It is like having brain surgery all the time. Woohoo! You say, oh, I'm tired of this brain. We want to get a new brain. And in actuality, that is a bit of what is happening right now. You, as the new human, are evolving beyond where humanity has ever been. And in that capacity, even the neural pathways on a subconscious level in your brain are being rewired and reformatted, because part of your brain is searching for the signal. Part of your brain is searching for the button to push on the magic box that allows everything to come into that plane of existence, that allows everything to come into that acknowledgement. And it doesn't seem to come with that magic box that is so easy to do. It doesn't seem to experience that energy. So, dearest beings of light, know that the magic box is there, and somewhere along the line, you flipped the flip, one or the other. And in that capacity, you volunteered. So you're saying, well, how do I get to that magic box so that switch is a little more easy? A little easier in the capacity of you, in the capacity of this world. Well, first, you get the opportunity to take a deep breath. We know, we tell you to breathe all the time. However, what we have seen with you humans is when anything sort of stumbles into your world, you stop breathing. You are human in this existence. That may be a surprise to you, but it is not to us, because we see you. You get the opportunity to breathe in and out with every flip of that switch. And then set the intention. Set the intention that when things come up, that you are aware and awake and have an understanding, because your GPS, as Lee Carroll said in the first segment, in the last segment, which if you're not there live with us, you don't know, and you should come to a live event, whether it's online or virtual, because then you get more information. Because with that energy, the GPS of humanity has been thrown off kilter. Just like the GPS of the whales and the GPS of the birds and the alignment of the planes and all of that. The human GPS is searching for the new neural pathways in their brain. Take a deep breath on that one. Sometimes when you get very still, you can actually imagine or sense those neural pathways looking for the new connection. And that is what is happening. Your new innate is laying down the foundation. Your new frequency is laying down the foundation that you can build upon, so that foundation is larger than your feet, is larger than the capacity. So the first thing is to breathe. The second thing is to provide intention. The third thing is to relax into the flow of whatever your soul brings you. When you relax into the flow of whatever your soul brings you, everything else gets easier. You see, and you're given examples, you're given situations constantly for you to choose that. You're given situations. Minutes before the vessel Meryl ran on, she realized that her microphone, magic box, as she calls it, was out of battery juice and had to run into the studio at Randy Luna's and to find new batteries. She made a choice in that moment. She made a choice in that moment to go, what does she do? Where does she go? Or she's, because Randy Luna is not here right now in his studio, and neither is the Joy. And so with that capacity, she said, if I were Randy's batteries, where would I find them? Well, I would find them in the junk drawer where they are at my home, yes? And she went upstairs, got the batteries, came down and put them on, maybe neglected to turn the microphone back on, but she did not get out of breath to accommodate that. She did not get into that panic stage, because that panic stage is where things start pushing against you. That panic stage is where, with that energy, things start flowing in antithesis of what you are choosing. So, dearest beings of light, we ask you, what is it that you wish? Do you wish new neural pathways to come through with ease and grace and love and compassion, and to connect to those new vibrational frequencies in your capacity of divine flow? Therefore, so it is. Or it is at least a lot closer. For you see, that state of panic that sometimes you find yourself in as a light plurker, that state of panic of, with the virus and the job and the not enough and this and that, all that does is push back against you and give you more of that. So instead, see the solution. As we said earlier, we told the vessel Marilyn this, everything is figure outable. We don't think that that is a real word, but that is okay. It is now, because we used it. Everything is figure outable. Everything. Not just this aspect or that aspect. But when you get into that state of panic, then the energy stops. the flow stops because what you're pushing out is panic. Instead of being here, present, and saying, what shall we do next? What is it that each individual on this planet could benefit from? That is what we connect with every single time we connect with our dear vessel, Marilyn. Is what is it that the message, what is the energy that the people on this planet could benefit from? And it is so simple that we tell you stories in order to help you remember them. Because it is truly only about love, which is the opposite of fear and panic. And as it is truly only about love, all you get the opportunity to think of is, what would love do in this situation? What would love experience in this energy? What would love have in this energy? What would love facilitate in this energy? What would love experience in this energy? And what would that feel like in your energy? Because when you think of what would love experience, so many times people say that this is out here. It is your field. However, it is actually in here. It is actually in that connective force, back and forth, masculine and feminine. What would the world be like if every day, every single person woke up with the energy on their mind of what a wonderful, love-filled day they are going to have today? You see, as we have told you many times, that becomes your purchase order. So as these times, they are changing, understand and realize that you stepped into this and you volunteered for this. So how are you changing? How are you being flexible enough to adapt to any given situation? Several months ago, we started talking to you about Teflon, not because it is a poisonous thing that you should not really cook with. However, we wanted you to be like Teflon, that nothing sticks to you. The things that come in just slide right on out. For you see, those things that stick, those are what are causing the internal panic within your cells. And we do not believe that you are choosing that. We do not believe that you are consciously choosing that. You may be choosing it because that is your habit. So those habits, you are the new human. You understand that? So those habits present so they can be redirected. So this entire world is about a redirection right now. Or in actuality, it is not about a redirection, because re means you're doing it over and over again. It is about directing anew the frequency of where you are now and where the planet is going. And for that, we are thankful. We are thankful for you and your choice to be present here, for this transformational time, as you have many times before. Because your cells know what to do. Your cells somewhere remember. So bring that into awareness. And for that, dearest beings of light, we are grateful. We are grateful for you. We are grateful for your choices to be here. And we hold the intention that you feel the unconditional love that we hold you with, so you can indeed hold others. We love you deeply. We see you. We hold you. And we bid you namaste. Namaste.
Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon of Magnetic Service. This is a message of paying attention. The attention I would like to present to you now is about the future. How many of you are aware that things are about to change? That you have come to a full stop, as they say? And you've come to that place long enough that you'll be impatient to resume. But even within the impatience to resume, there are going to be changes. At the personal level, dear ones, there will be changes of decisions perhaps that you will make now that you didn't before, because what has happened in the last 6 weeks. There will be different economics in ball. There will be decisions there that may surprise you in how fast it returns or how slow, or what to do with the surpluses that have occurred. Because when you stop an economy, there's always the flow that will come out of the factories that then won't be sold. There are all manner of changes that will occur that you don't expect. But the biggest one is esoterically. We told you some time ago about something called the new normal. And in this, we told you that all of the things that you had learned about the way things should work may very well be questioned. If you think about it, all of you, the ones who would listen to this channel especially, have learned the way things work through your experience in the past. But the experience in the past was in an old energy, wasn't it? And there are those who will say, yes, 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 but the things of spirit will always be the same. And we'll say yet to you again and again and again, no, they won't. The communication between a human being and the creative source, or the human being and their higher self, or the human being and an angel, is tempered by the consciousness of the human being. If the consciousness changes, it's almost like a veil that starts to lift or become more transparent. And suddenly that communication between you starts to clear. And then you have a new relationship. And that changes everything you've ever learned. It changes what you knew or what you thought you knew. It opens a vista to you of things that you did not expect or that you didn't think could happen. I've experienced all of the questions that you could ask, dear ones, about this. What's going to happen? What does it mean? And I'll tell you, all of them are positive. All of them. Or are they? And this depends upon the bias that has approached you and lives within you, the fear and the anxiety that you might have for anything new. And it sits especially hard on the old soul, because the old souls are the shamans of wisdom. The old souls are the healers and the channelers of tomorrow. I speak to those who are healers and channelers of today. I speak to the ones listening now. I know who you are, who have been deep in this work of helping humanity for a very long time. I speak to those who expect to come out and continue the way they were. And I say to you, you can if you choose. But what if I told you there's a new toolbox available for you? In the toolbox are things you didn't expect, and some of them you might not want. What if you were a healer, used to doing certain things a certain way and getting certain results, and suddenly it all changes? You're used to doing A and you get B, and suddenly you do A and you either get nothing or you get C. It's time for you to take a look at all of these things and say, what am I missing? What if there is an enhancement in the esoteric energy that I put out? If I'm giving energy for someone in a certain way, what if there was a better way? What if it enhances? What if I could deliver certain kinds of energies and love and benevolence even to my family in a different way instead of returning to the old way? What if? What if? And so this new normal takes some interesting twists. Some years ago, I gave my partner a little story. And he told it on stage for a long time, and then he stopped. So this particular story has not really been heard in a long time. And I'm going to give you the story again, so you will understand exactly what I'm speaking about. If you are one who has been invested in energy, doing the things that help other humanity for a very long time, or even for a short time, this is for you. Because you're still a human, you still have biases, you were still trained or learned in an older energy, and here comes something you did not expect. Here's the story, and it's a cute one. In the new energy, a woman comes home and discovers suddenly her furniture can talk to her. I told you it would be fun. And what she finds out from her furniture is that they love her and that they love being sit upon, because that's what the furniture does. But in the fact that the furniture has come alive and now can have conversations, they also have some choices, and you find out the furniture has decided to move itself. Now, the last thing you want in your house is for the furniture to move itself. I mean, after all, there are indents in your carpet as where it belongs and has stayed for years. So the last thing you want to have is the furniture to get up and leave or rearrange itself in a way that is not commensurate with living. And so you say to the furniture, well, it's nice that you're alive, but could you please return to the place where I put you? And the furniture will say to you, well, I'm sorry we moved. We know that you don't like that, but we just couldn't help it because now we're alive and it's the thing we do and we're so excited. And they say, okay, we'll try not to move anymore, and they go back. And so the woman goes to work or the store or attending the children or whatever, and she comes back and she finds the furniture has moved itself yet again. And she says to the furniture, you said you wouldn't move, and the furniture, like a little child, says, yes, but we couldn't help it because it's so much fun and we didn't know you were coming back and we didn't, you know, here it is, over and over and over. And so as the story goes, no matter when she left or how long it took or if she was only gone to the store for an hour, when she came home, the furniture was rearranged. Now, it doesn't end there. As the story goes, and as my partner has told it, this affects the human in one of two ways. And as I describe these ways to you, I will ask you, which one is you? Way number one. Here is an individual invested in the old energy, the way things always were, telling a friend, you won't believe what's happened to me. Something very odd, very strange, very eye-rolling. My furniture is talking to me. Not only that, it's rearranging itself. Every time I come home, I have to pick it up and move it. It's a burden in my life. It gives me anxiety even while I'm at the store selecting things. I wonder what is being moved while I'm gone. It is a challenge in my life. It's one more thing I don't need. And I wish it hadn't happened. And the friend listens. That's number one. Number two, a friend tells the one that they've gone to, something miraculous has happened. My furniture is talking to me. Not only is it talking to me, it's told me that it misses me and that it loves me. Not only that, it's so excited it rearranges itself. What a deal. And when I come home, every single time, I find it's rearranged itself. But I don't care because it is so exciting to talk to these things. It's a new paradigm. A new paradigm has happened in my house, and I'm okay with it. I just rearrange it back, and we have a good conversation. My life is blessed. Question. Which one are you? Which one are you? I tell you these things, dear ones, to say things are going to be different. Healer, channeler, whoever you are, invested in energy in this new age, are you ready for things that you didn't expect? Will you accept them and cheer all the way to the change that is occurring in your life, or you'll be fearful and anxious and come back to the way it was? These are the things that you need to look at now before the full release takes place of getting out and back to business as usual, because it won't be as usual. I'll be back with more. And so it is.